Back in October, we met a group of young parents working to get Kansas City Public Schools to reopen an old elementary school in the Waldo neighborhood. The Friends of Hale Cook had been working for over 2 years to get support from the community and gauge the interest of young families. The group's chair, Ashley Han, explained why.
I came to Kansas City as an advocate for sustainability and urban development that benefits kind of social equity across communities, and viable public school system is the most important thing to the success of our city in the long term, both for economic development, but also for social equity and other issues that I think our city currently faces.
Well, last Friday, February 15th, the KCMO district agreed to the plan and said it would soon start accepting applications to Hale Cook Elementary for this fall. The school will start with just 3 classes, 2 kindergarten classes and 1 first grade, about 60 to 75 students. The school will add a new grade each year until they have a full K through 6. The 1920s era building needs some renovation before it can open its doors to students. So while that's happening, classes will take place at the Hartman Elementary School building, about a mile and a half away. To find out more about the plan, Casey Current's Alex Smith spoke with Friends of Hale Cook leaders Ashley Hand and Sarah Darmitzel. Darmitzel started by explaining the result of the group's survey of young families.
Well, we got over 500 responses to our survey, and that's responses per household, so that's not necessarily number of students. They don't all have kids, all of the responses that we got, but we were seeing pretty steadily for the next 4 to 5 years, it appeared that about 50 people would commit. So that was people, I mean, nobody knows prior to this day if they'll have a five-year-old 5 years from now. So that's about as far out as you can possibly survey, but even people with 2 and 3 months old were taking our survey now and were saying, yes, I would be interested in sending my kid there in 4 or 5 years. So around 50 students seemed pretty good from our study and pretty steady for the next years, that we could attract 50 new students, about 2 classrooms per grade level.
As far as bringing in teachers, you know, it's not uncommon for teachers to try to find jobs like in the outer suburban schools. Do you worry or think there might be any trouble with attracting like high quality teachers to KCMO in a school that's just getting started like this?
We have had teachers involved in this process from the very beginning and their community members themselves. And I think there is a real interest in teaching in a school in the neighborhood. So I hope that we will attract some very talented teachers who will work in partnership with the parents and community members supporting the school. So I think we're pretty excited, because I think we'll see a lot of people looking at us to see if they could come here and work with us. So
when we last talked, the group was still kind of figuring out the costs of renovating and reopening the building. Do you know what the final costs of reopening the whole building are going
to
be?
We don't know in detail. We're continuing to work with the district. As soon as they know, have for sure the minimum number of students enrolled, they'll really start that clock to do the detailed construction schedule of what needs to be done and when, and we continue to communicate with them and try to be in the loop and share with the public and the families that will be involved what we know, and we'll continue to try to work with the district and do all that we can to help see the best schedule that we think possible can happen.
As a building that was mothballed in 2009, there's obviously some deferred maintenance, but the district has always planned to bring this school back. So what we've done is accelerated that process by finding the students to help bring that building back.
Now, is the building going to be renovated in stages, or is this just going to happen all at once?
You know, that's not terribly clear just yet. There has been talk about finding tenants to co-locate in the building to help with some of the overhead costs that might be associated with opening a building, which will be small in the students served at the start. So I think as we get those numbers locked in, the district will continue to be working on their plan. And I think what they have felt is that, and not to speak on behalf of the district, but the impression I've been getting is if they do it, they want to do it right from the first time. So don't have children occupying a construction site. Let's just get all this work done. So in my impression would be that they want to try to get the building up to the standard before students are in the building itself.
Your husband, Gunnar Han, since we talked, was elected to the school board in November. What's been his role with the Hale Cook Project?
Well, you know, he was an avid supporter during his campaign and was very honest about, you know, being an advocate for Hale Cook. And actually did everything that he needed to do in his due diligence to ensure there was no conflict of interest as a board member. But as this never went to the board fully for approval. It was approved by a board subcommittee. But Gunnar has been willing to step up for us and has been an advocate and a spokesperson for what we've been doing. But we've kind of kept it at an arm's length from each other because this is something that I've been very heavily involved with for almost 2.5 years now, and he has continued to support us and I think will be helpful in getting the word out to a very broad constituency that will be served by Hale Cook.
As I understand, the school will not have busing, so I assume that most of the students will come from this Brookside, Waldo neighborhood. And I'm wondering, is Hale Cook an attempt to bring in more, you know, middle and even upper-class families to the Kent City, Missouri district?
Well, actually, that's a really interesting question because that's actually something that we have, as Friends of Hale Cook, started to understand a little bit better with the help of the district. So what we've done, the original proposal under Dr. Covington did not include busing. But what we've done is we've actually, we've been very excited by the proposed catchment area that would be outside of the mile and a quarter, I believe.
Mile and a half.
Mile and a half radius that would allow students who maybe live a little bit further out but are still part of our community to get bus transportation to school. So we'll be going a little bit further east that will allow us to catch some students out towards Paseo that would need access to transportation. So what we see as a huge opportunity in this area specifically around Hale Cook and north of Hale Cook has been traditionally non-participatory in our public school system. We have a very low percentage, as we know, that attend public schools. So we absolutely see this as an opportunity to capture those students. But we also want to see an integrated and diverse student population. So the catchment area has been drawn to hopefully create a very dynamic student population that will be reflective of our city and also be a great way of building relationships across the community as we get ready for Southwest.
Because Hale Cook will have, you know, these pretty small class sizes to start out and is drawing from largely a neighborhood that has a middle-class population, is the school providing students with opportunities that students in other KCMO schools don't have?
You know, we will have a traditional curriculum. So the curriculum that you'll see in Hale Cook will be the same as is in most of the kind of traditional curriculum schools. So it won't be a Montessori model or some of the language immersion programs that you see in other district schools. But we will have an opportunity with Friends of Hale Cook to organize parents and community members around getting involved in the education of the children in the community. And we're very excited because with things like Google Fiber coming up and looking forward to the future of where these children will eventually go to middle school and high school, we see this opportunity of creating sister school relationships where we could create cross-programming. So leveraging the resources that we have in our neighborhoods across multiple schools, but also really driving home what the strengths of Kansas City are. We've got some incredible talent here. You know, we've got the arts and entrepreneurial spirit and all these great things going on with technology that if we can start creating ways of bringing that into the classroom, it should and could be replicated across multiple schools.
Ashley Hand and Sarah Darmitzel are leaders of Friends of Hale Cook. They spoke to Casey Current's Alex Smith. Kansas City Public Schools are already accepting applications for kindergartners and first graders to begin this fall.